Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Phil Galliano. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie James. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Curt Flood. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Johnny Lewis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Gibson. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bob Gibson. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rod Cannell. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third. The first baseman, Tim Harkness. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jesse Gonder. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Amado Samuel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Galen Cisco. Pitching for the New York Mets, Galen Cisco. And now, play ball. Phil Galliano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galliano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thomas. White reaches second base with a double. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Galliano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harkness moves to second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Curt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. James moves to second. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a line drive towards left. Thomas catches it and throws to second to double up James. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is hit by the pitch. Gonder moves to second. Amado Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it and throws to second for the out. Gonder moves to third. One out. Galen Sisco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisco hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCarver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cannell hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. McCarver fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Galliano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galliano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Galliano strikes out. Two outs. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats White for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1 to nothing, Cardinals. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. James hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Samuel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lewis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gonder takes first base on ball 4. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote misplays the ball. That's an error on Grote. Gonder moves to second. Amado Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel is 0 for 1 in the game. Samuel hits a pop-up towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Galen Cisco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cisco is 0 for 1 in the game. Cisco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0 for 1 in the game. McCarver hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phil Galliano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Gonder for a passed ball. Gibson moves to second. Phil Galliano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galliano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Galliano hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grote takes first base on ball 4. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats White for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0 for 2 in the game. Cannell is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunt takes first base on ball 4. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harkness strikes out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Boyer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Altman who is chasing the ball. Boyer reaches third base with a triple. Altman throws the ball into Gonder who tags Boyer trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. James hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Flood. The throw from Gonder and he is out, McMillan applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibson fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Gibson. Altman moves to third. Gonder moves to second. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Galliano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool pinch hits for Amado Samuel. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a fly ball into left field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Christopher pinch hits for Galen Sisco. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Al Moran now playing third base. Bill Wakefield now pitching. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 2 in the game. Lewis takes first base on ball 4. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0 for 2 in the game. McCarver strikes out. One out. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Gonder for a passed ball. Lewis moves to second. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gibson takes first base on ball 4. Doug Clemens pinch hits for Phil Galliano. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens takes first base on ball 4. Lewis moves to third. Gibson moves to second. Julian Javier pinch runs for Doug Clemens. Ed Botton now pitching. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grote hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lewis scores. Gibson scores. Javier moves to second. It's 3-0, Cardinals. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. White hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cannell. White reaches second base with a double. Javier scores. There goes Grote trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. It's 4-0, Cardinals. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got one RBI. Boyer hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. White scores. It's 5-0, Cardinals. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. James hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Julian Javier now playing second base. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0 for 3 in the game. Cannell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harkness moves to third. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a pop-up towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Botta fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-3 in the game. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gonder hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Cardinals. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McMillan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stevenson pinch hits for Al Moran. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson strikes out. Two outs. Larry Elliott pinch hits for Ed Botta. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Mets 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. John Stevenson now playing third base. Ron Locke now pitching. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gibson hits a line drive towards short. McMillan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a fly ball into center field. Cannell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Groat hits a fly ball into center field. Cannell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cannell hits a fly ball into left field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hunt is hit by the pitch. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Harkness hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 5, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.